Tony, a fairly astonishing afternoon. Really difficult to know where to start. How were you feeling and your players feeling in that dressing room after an up and down afternoon that ended up with a 3-3 draw?
Well, there's two lads who were very disappointed with their heads down in the corner. We'll have to look at the Bennett one. I haven't seen it. I've only seen it on our own in VT. I haven't seen it on the BBC feed. He's saying they just got legs tangled as they got up. But we'll see. How was it? If anything, I was feeling it could have been any score you wanted to pick after 20 minutes. It seemed as if we could score at will. Every attack we played particularly well early on. I think, you know, Samuel and Graham were proving a real threat and handful. Obviously, the sending off and the penalty was the changing point of the game. How would we have gone on 11-10? We'd have had better chances to go and score another goal, of course, but 11-9, it becomes pretty difficult. They could almost get it up the pitch and put it in our box. They've got two big lads in Porter and Bowery, and became difficult. The disappointment, I suppose, is the nature of the two goals. We lost both from corner kicks. It's not really about the overload of numbers. It's about your desire to go and head the ball out of the box from corners and set plays. So that's disappointing nature of it. But we're still in the cup. We're still in the draw. We have to just take the positives of the first half hour. 11-11, I think the gulf was there for all to see. And give them some credit that they grasped hold of the hope they were given and, you know, asked enough questions. Always got themselves back in the game from where they looked dead and buried. But and they'll have another bite at the cherry, as we will, a week Tuesday, whatever it is.
In terms of that first 33 minutes or whatever it was before the first red card, you looked irresistible. How pleased were you with the quality of goals that you scored?
Well, listen, we've been scoring a lot of goals. We've scored 11 in the last three games, last three away games, and so, you know, three at Bury, four at Oxford, four somewhere else, Blackpool. So it's no surprise that we're scoring goals. Listen, the team are working really hard. We made a few changes today. We give the likes of Mulgrew a rest and Dak a rest. We'll see. Listen, the pleasing thing is that we've got Saturday to Saturday to Saturday games now, and this cup match will be fitting in the middle of not a heavy programme, and so we'll be able to go to Crewe with a relatively strong team and see if we can reproduce the first half hour over 90 minutes.
You talked about the second red card. What did you make of the penalty decision? Because I know the rules have changed recently on that in terms of conceding a penalty and getting a red card. They've changed the circumstances.
Yeah, I've just been asking that question, to be honest, downstairs. I'd have to say my ignorance is I don't understand yet. It isn't one of these new rules that has been brought in. Apparently, if you're making a tackle and you just miss time and it's a penalty, you don't get sent off. I'm not sure what you could say this was, really. They were grappling each other. The boy goes down. So is it a sending off? In my opinion, it's a really soft one. In my opinion, it's not even a foul. But for them to get a penalty and a sending off seems really, really harsh. But I think, honestly, the referees get paid to make decisions, and he made a lot today. So we have to bide by them and get on with it.
Last one on the decisions. Could you have been playing against 10 men when you had 10? A yellow card. Player already on a yellow card. Not penalised with a second one. Subbed at half-time then.
I'd have to say to you, I don't know. I think, listen, maybe the referee had a tough day, I think. But I don't want to sit here and criticise him. He had a lot of things on his case. I'm just really interested to know whether they go home and go through it with the assessors and what was right, what was wrong. Is it a learning exercise for them guys as well? And because we have to live and die by them ultimately as footballers and football managers of their decisions. And you hope, that's why we all hope every weekend they get more right than they get wrong. It just seemed today there was a lot of decisions that even the fact you're asking me a question about them is telling you that there's some that were really dubious out there today. But the result's 3-3. We both get another bite at the cherry and we'll get on with it.
And just lastly, in terms of the character of your players, the ones that were left on the pitch at the end, having conceded the two goals, they really stood firm and there must have been some tired bodies out there, but they went the distance.
Yeah, listen, they have to. That's their job. Or I would say on the back of the four games, three away from home, a lot of travelling, some fantastic results and digging really, really deep. That's why we made some changes today, to go and ask them again to do it with nine men was some feat. So if I'm going to put some accolades on them of well done, it'll be the fact that what has gone before over the previous 10 days has been a fantastic effort. To win four games, three of them on the road, and to then have to play with nine men for 40 minutes. It's a fantastic achievement for them to give themselves a chance and another bite at the cherry in a replay.